Growth is what happens when the wind is at your back. Compounding is what happens when it isn't. Ponder. Each property is independent of the others, and each is a leading indicator. A business that scores well on all six tends to compound. A business that scores well on 5 out of 6 tends to look great until the missing one becomes the binding constraint. Products people pay for the second time. A product earns the right to charge by being exceptional first. The second purchase is the only honest signal of love. What it requires? Product love over monetization rush. Bug-free. Edge cases handled. The kind of detail that makes a user tell a friend without being asked. Watch out. Vanity metrics that count first downloads instead of repeat opens. Discount-driven repurchase looks like love, but isn't. The Tuesday test of the customers who paid you anything this quarter. What fraction has paid you before? Where is that number trending? Organizations that are adaptive. Speed of absorption beats speed of execution. The org that retires its own workflows fastest wins the AI decade. What it requires? 3 organs. Purpose, the operating system beneath structure. Metabolism, the structural rate of change. Immunity, how change gets absorbed without rejection. Watch out, an adaptive org that's adapting to noise. Without purpose, every change is a strategy change, and the team learns to ignore them all. The Tuesday test. When the org last adopted a fundamentally new way of working, how long from leadership decided to frontline is routinely doing it? Narratives that survive contact with the org. Strategy doesn't fail in the deck. It fails in the third retelling. The narrative that compounds is the one that gets told without the deck. What it requires, short enough to repeat, specific enough to act on, true enough that a frontline IC can verify it from their own desk on a Tuesday morning. Watch out. Narratives that read brilliant on a slide and dissolve at the manager of manager's layer. Most do. Leadership rarely sees the dissolve, because they only ever hear the deck retold back to them. The Tuesday test. Ask 3 random ICs, what is this team doing this quarter and why? Do they say something close to the official story, in their own words without prompting? Durable capabilities that outlive their builders. A capability is real only when the next leader inherits the muscle, not the person. Heroic capabilities aren't capabilities, they're concentrated risk wearing a cape. What it requires? Documented, the next person can pick it up cold. Practice, the team has done it together, not just read it. Measured, the dial has a name and a number. Watch out. Tribal knowledge dressed up as institutional knowledge. The wiki page exists, nobody works from it. The capability lives in 2 heads and 1 Slack channel. The Tuesday test. If the founding builder of Capability X took 6 months off, what survives at day 90 and what quietly stops? Execution that has no substitute. Execution eats strategy for breakfast. The strategy you can execute weekly beats the strategy you can't execute at all. What it comprises. Cadence. Weekly review beats quarterly. Daily dashboards beat weekly. Compounding requires frequency, not intensity. Bias to ship. 80% in market beats 100% in slides. Reality teaches faster than the room. Owner clarity. Every commitment carries 1 name and 1 date. Ambiguity is the silent tax that compounds against you. Decision velocity. Time from we need to decide X to X is decided is a measurable, defensible KPI. Track it like revenue. Close loops. Ship, measure, adjust in calendar weeks, not quarters. Open loops rot. Watchouts, motion mistaken for progress. Shipping noise that doesn't move the metric the org actually cares about. Velocity is not a strategy. Hero culture, relying on individuals who burn out. Heroes hide system gaps. The system fails when the hero leaves. Strategy drift. Execution becomes the strategy because nobody re-examines the plan. The team is busy. The team is lost. Premature optimization. Polishing what doesn't yet have product market fit. Beautiful versions of the wrong thing. Cadence without honesty. Weekly reviews that never name the thing that's broken. The ritual exists, the signal doesn't. Revenue that holds through a bad year. Revenue earned in a tailwind isn't revenue. It's borrowed momentum. The honest number is what survives a market that turns. What it requires? Recurring economics. Customer concentration discipline. Pricing power that doesn't depend on novelty. Gross margin that doesn't break under stress. Watch out. Revenue charts that mirror the funding environment instead of the customer. When the environment turns, the chart turns with it. The Tuesday test. Pick the variable for next year's bad year. Spending pulled back, hiring frozen, your category cools, AI hype rotates. What fraction of this year's revenue still shows up? Score yourself on the 6. Pick the letter you're weakest on. That's the binding constraint on your next year of compounding.